Well, Sue, as we look at the markets today, talk about a turnaround Tuesday. Yesterday, limit up on the way this corn market had traded. Not so much in the trade today. Are they giving back a little bit after yesterday's action?
Well, they are, but what's also happening is you're seeing a profit-taking or correction in the long July short D spread. Now, that's losing about 10.5 cents right now, so July is losing that much to the D's. Bottom line is that D's corn, I think, had just been pressured too far, too early. You know, it had gotten down to 517 in late April, around maybe April 21st or something like that. And then it proceeded, maybe April 26th, and then it proceeded to, and when it got to 517 on the D's corn, that was pretty close to a year ago in June's low of 511 and three quarters, I think it was. And then last year's D's corn got down to 509 and three quarters. So you were into an area where there could be a very good, vibrant reaction, which we got. Now, today's the last day of the month. And so I think that, too, has caused a little bit of profit-taking here up front. But still, you look at, for example, wheat. Wheat has now taken out the highs of March. And so we're going to close the month higher and also have made higher highs for April over March. You look at, and of course, wheat has been up on the July KC. It's been up to 795.5, which is at a channel line that's parallel with the very bottom, the congestion of lows that we had. So the market is catching its breath for a second here, but I think it's going to take that out and move up towards 811 basis July KC wheat. In the meantime, of course, the emotion is rolling with the Kansas City wheat tour. So far, I would say most news out of there isn't all that bad, but they've got the worst yet to go through. The corn, I think, is kind of catching some liquidation up front. Basis levels are quite firm. We've been telling everybody, get your basis locked up. If you've got good basis in your area that you can be had or have, get it locked up. Do the lockup of the basis. We'll do something with price later. But the D's corn is performing nicely. We're back up. We've been up around the 570 area. And if the last rally high was 573 and three quarters, so we haven't taken that out. But we're sitting around 564.5. And remember, 565 is your insurance price for the revenue. But I'm still thinking there's something better here. It wouldn't take a lot to see corn close higher at the end of April versus what it did at the end of May, or March, I should say. And that would then also portend a chance of moving stronger again next week. The bean market's kind of in that same mode. You had May beans overnight get up to 14.88 and three quarters, and the last major rally high going clear back to early November was 14.99 and three quarters. So right back to the top side of its sideways range that it's been in ever since early November. And I would have to say, anyone with base a dollar over basis, there's areas that have been offering $1, $1.20, $1.15 basis premium over the July contract, certainly could be garnering well over $15 soybeans here this morning with what the market had done. Now, the July got up to 14.23 and three quarters overnight, and currently is trading about 2.25 lower at 14.06.5. Again, it's a market that's reacting the last day of the month and some profit-taking on this nice rally. But still, again, we're telling producers, lock up that basis. Don't let that basis get away. Because the further down the road you go, the more potential you have of competition with South American crops coming into the U.S. to compensate for our tight supplies.